He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor by the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under foot. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, and upon the harp, with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me. You've made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in thy works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, and he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age, hallelujah, and they shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. The Lord reigneth, and he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength. Wherewith he hath girded himself, the world also established, that it cannot be moved. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, the psalmist said, I will bless. Hallelujah. The first thing he said is, I will. It's an act of your will. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. Now, do you think that was more on the order of the time of day or the season of life? To me, when I read it, it speaks of something far greater than the time of day or the month of the year. But I'll bless the Lord when the check comes in and when it does not. When the promotion comes through or when it does not. Hallelujah. When the church is filled up and when the church is not. I will bless Him at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I worship You and glorify You and praise and exalt the God of all heaven and earth. You are worthy to receive praise. I exalt You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. He goes on to say, I will say of the Lord. Gay, why don't you come up here? You guys can get comfortable. One of the greatest things He likes of any of us to hear is us to say, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Kathy, you can get these lights. We're going to say some things. Hallelujah. We're going to say some things. Because it's a good time to be alive in Christ. Hallelujah. A good time. Hallelujah. So you can sit or stand, but speak it. Speak it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory and honor unto you, Lord. Father, your glory fills every service. Every person that comes drinks of your glory. We leave as earthen vessels, filled with your glory, filled with your wisdom, filled with your love, filled with your grace, and anointed by your Spirit. We carry your presence with us. We carry revival around this world. And that's why we say, lost, be saved. Empty, be filled. Blind, see. Sick, be healed. Lame, walk. Deaf, hear. Dumb, speak. Maimed, be whole. Dead, live. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. All manner of sickness and all manner of diseases are healed. First time. Every time. All of them. No exceptions. Jesus, you healed them all then. You heal them all now. That's what we say. That's what we have. In your name, Jesus. Father, there are impartations of your Spirit in this place. We declare these are the most powerful, the most anointed, the most life-changing, the most revival-producing services in history. Fresh anointings, fresh giftings, like never before since the book of Acts. Father, it is you doing the works. Therefore, all things are possible. Soul, my soul, I command you. Believe this. Immokalee is in revival. Immokalee is in revival. Hallelujah. Every need is met. No matter how large. No matter how small. There are no cases too hard. There are no cases too late. Whatever we come for, whatever we have need of, whatever we seek from Jesus, we get it. First time, every time, no exceptions. Our financial granaries are full because our King has found stewards that he can trust, and I am one of them. Therefore, we say, there is no lack. We operate from abundance. We operate from surplus. We have all, and we abound with many baskets left over. We've been bought with a price. Our lives are not our own. We are first-class servants. Lord, I lay all my possessions at your feet. And I say again, Lord, if you need anything I have, It's yours. I love you, Lord. With all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my mind, and all of my strength. And the second commandment is like unto the first. I love my neighbors as myself. Jesus, you are my Savior. You are my Lord. Whatever you ask, that's what I do. I am your servant. I am your bondslave. By my free will choice, I serve you, Lord, by serving these people that you love so much. To your glory, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory. We're headed towards what we've been headed towards, and that is nothing but full victory. Hallelujah. We will settle for nothing less. Thank you, Jesus. Marcia, you want to bring the buckets up? I'm calling on the intercessors. He's calling on you. We spoke, and I'm asking you to continue to speak on a daily basis the blessings of the Lord over this house. Hallelujah. If you're in a position where you can't give, you have this to give. You have your intercession to give. I was talking to Gary Carpenter. He called me Saturday. Not for spiritual reasons. He's an Oklahoma Sooner, and he called me and talked to me for a few moments, leading me into something, kind of like Homer will do a lot of times. I'll think he's serious to start with. And he was telling me about the intercessory prayer that they were all going to go into and groanings for me and when Oklahoma puts it on us. But I'm really not scared of that. I'm really not scared of that at all. But I did say, you did good, Gary, to beat me to the punch. But as he always does, he's very, very, he's very encouraging. And he was just giving me testimonies of things, financial blessings that had come unexpectedly in a certain sense, but yet faith towards God brought it in from different parts of the world. And parts of the world where you just could not in the natural expect it to take place. Now, I know my voice is not nearly as exposed as Gary Carpenter, but we are on the World Wide Web. And somebody, somewhere out there, Gary said, look, I'll tell you what, why don't you just start checking your checking account? Because people are able to wire it in. They're able to wire it in from different parts of the world. At least you can do this. And I don't believe this is too much to ask. And I believe it's your heart that you're continually confessing that God opens the hearts of people around the world to give unto our righteous cause. Hallelujah. Nobody's trying to get rich here. My God, you've seen my life before you. Not just now during this lean season, but during fat seasons. You've been able to watch. And I'm not bragging, but you've not seen me buy Lexus and Cadillacs and all those other things, and those things are not wrong. But at this point in time, there's no need to me try to prove who I am to you. We're all about revival. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, and by the way, if somebody does buy me a Lexus one day, probably give it back into the gospel. You're not rocking anymore. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. Give you all the glory. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. We bless you for this time. And we receive by your grace. And all around the world, Lord, across this nation and around the world, God is able to make all grace abound towards us, we the family of the Family Prayer Center, that we may have all sufficiency at all times, being able to give unto every good work. And we give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If you'll get ready to bring this down. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Would you just worship with me for just a few more moments? It's something we just love to do. Kathy, if you want to put one on there for us. Exalt you, Jesus. How we exalt you and adore you, Jesus. Ma cofrene. No le Christie flamoco chkinini. Bolocorosete. Do not become weary in well doing, saith the Spirit of grace. Always kindle in front of you that kind of godly hope which produces an expectancy for me to come and do things. For when the mind comes in to the problem and begins to entertain, and then when the enemy comes to solicit from the mind, it is on this wise that He has come to tear down the godly hope. For your hope has an end. It has an expectation that I provide in it that will produce. So when He comes and begins to solicit your hope and tries to sit down in counsel against your reason, that things have not turned out the way that you expected. How long, He'll say, must these things be? But know this, it was of this nature that I recorded in my word that the forefathers of faith kept in front of them an expectation to the end by which they were all brought in to the fullness of the promise. So know this, that God is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness. Know that all things are possible to those who believe and those who keep their faith in front of them with a godly hope that I provide, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We glorify You. We exalt You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. He just wanted me to read some of the prophecy that I was reading from a couple of weeks ago. And I'm sure we won't get through all of it because it's quite lengthy. But we read through part of it a couple of weeks ago, and it's powerful. And it almost seems like something that God is speaking. You know, anything that God ever speaks is always relevant. Always. It's always relevant. And this was a prophecy that came about the May 30th of 2007. And I'm just going to read, as He's told me to read some of it, and comment when He has me stop. Hallelujah. So stretch your faith this way. Father, we glorify You. Rekindle these words as they're always living in life. Your word says that if we would hear Your word and listen to Your prophets, that we would prosper. And Father, I thank You that we receive edification, exhortation, and comfort in these words of prophecy tonight. Lead us according to Your wisdom and godly faith. We speak that which we believe, and we say that we're about to enter into the fullness of everything. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Polokorosete. I heard the word of the Lord say, don't get disgruntled with hearing the words about to. Know that most of the things that you are living in presently were at one time an about to happen thing. And yet, because they happen without a trumpet being blown, you forget oftentimes that the place that you stand in was once prophesied of. But know this, that many about-tos are going to take place. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I don't plan all that. I'm thankful for it, though. Hallelujah. Surely, I have a personalized plan for your life. I have not cut all of you out of one pattern to be and live as if individually I'll not come to you. But I've called you to follow one, that is one who went before you, and in him all things consist. All things come to fullness, for know this, I have a plan. It's a goodly plan for your life. For this is why I come to you and solicit from you and ask you to give me these interrupted times of your life, for I enjoy hearing your praises to me. Remember what Candy was talking about? How we as an individual can bring that joy to him. I enjoy hearing your praises to me, but beyond that, and on a higher plan or plane for your life, I'm asking these things so I can intercept you, interrupt your thinking, to begin to try and to once again to instill my thinking and my wisdom towards your end, saith the Spirit of grace. For there is nothing that the enemy has come to you or come at you with, or the flesh, or circumstances of life, that I do not have multiple plans and multiple choices to be able to deliver you and set you on high and always keep you going forward. Hallelujah. Isn't that great? Now, there was only one time that there was no multiple choice. There was only one time where he asked the Father if there was a multiple choice. If it be possible, can you figure out any other way other than me having to do what I'm about to do? Father, will you please? If you can figure out any other way. That was the one, there was no other way. As Dave says, 50 billion trillion calculations later, the Father comes back with the same, no, son, you've got to go to the cross. But once we enter in through him, he is the way. My God, all the multiple ways that he can meet the needs of your life. He can meet it over here. He can meet it there. I love, you know, Kenneth Hagin said one time, if God can get you healed through, he is such a loving God. If he can get you, he'll heal you any way he can. If he can get you healed through medicine, he'll get you healed through medicine. There's no legalism in God. We know what God's best is. We know that it's the blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dumb speak. But God's got probably about 50 ways to change what we're standing in. We got to tie ourselves into him. Hallelujah. I love it. I don't know about you. But know that it is in these seasons that I have to come and try to intercept or interrupt, because you've set a course with your own thinking. And so often you see the way that you think that I'll settle the issue or the way that things will go. So I come and I do what a father knows best to do, is to interrupt you and try to pull your spirit up to a place where I can change the way you've been thinking. Because I see things from a different perspective. And if you could see things the way I see them, you will in a moment's time change everything that you see, not only the problem, but you'll see the answer. And you will joy way before the solution comes to the end of your problem. You will see my perspective, and you will know the joy that I see in seeing all accomplished in my Son, Jesus the Lord, your Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. What does He do in our worship? Well, He does. He does have to change. See, the Word says that be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed. Be you transformed. How's that transformation take place? It takes place by the renewing of your mind. By the way you think. By the way you think. And as long as you're seeing it in your narrow perspective, He has a hard time getting it over to you because you're believing that you're stuck here and God has, hey, listen, wherever I'm at, wherever you're at, if you're following Christ, we may not like the challenges per se that are in front of our spirit sometime or in front of our life, but this is the beautiful part. This is the part that I get the reward for. I, by my own volition, put myself here. Hallelujah. See, that's where the reward comes in. Because you so choose to go forward in Christ. You so choose to do whatever you're doing. 2009, whatever challenge that it has or whatever challenges between here and the end of the year, the reason why I can face them with joy is because I know this. He may not be the one that's bringing all the challenges to my life. He's not. I know that. He's not the one that is bringing the different things that I'm having to stand in the Word. But I'll tell you this, I am thankful that my walk and your walk in Christ has led us up to a place where the enemy has to be on notice that he has to stop us. Isn't that great? We've progressed. Listen, the joy of your salvation is Jesus Christ, the hope of glory. And the joy is you bringing Him pleasure by an act of your will. You choose to worship Him. And when you choose to worship Him, He elevates your thinking so that you begin to see things from the perspective that He wants you to see. The joy is this. Jesus said, if any man lay down his life, he'll find it. If he'll lay his life down, he'll find it. Hallelujah. The joy in us laying our lives down for the work of the gospel is that we find our life in Christ. We find our joy in Christ. Hallelujah. See, bottom line is this. Now, if you just want to get down to bottom line and then build up from there, I don't have to do this. His blood saved me. He didn't say, if you will go into the ministry and if you'll pastor a church, then you get to go to heaven as a result of pastoring a church. My obedience after the blood is a basic, it is my desire and love and will to get to know Him. Hallelujah. Your obedience after the blood is what the reward is based on. Is because you so choose to go further in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Melody, if she doesn't go back, she goes to heaven. She goes to heaven. If you don't do the things He's asked you to do in this life after the blood, you still go to heaven. But here's the reward. Your joy is this. You get to stand up in 2009 going into it and saying, Lord, I'm going to give you because I love you. I love you. I'm faithful to her because, not because she beats me. Watch out, she says, I love her. And what I don't watch on TV, when she's not there, is the same things I don't watch when she's there. either way, because I love her. Hallelujah. The reward is based on your love for Him. Every single one of you. Every single one of you. You're coming here choosing to go forward in revival. And whatever you're facing that is adverse to that, the good thing is this. You're making the choice for it to be an adversity in your life because you're going forward. Hallelujah. Now, I wasn't the smartest guy in the world, but I did have a pretty good head on my shoulders. And I was real smart when I married. Somebody got a problem with their throat back there? See, I had one of those, you know, college educations and got a general contractor's license. And one time I even entertained going in the country music field. The only thing is, enough bars would have probably had me on my third marriage by now. But at least, you know, I would have probably had one of those clickers where you click and the gate opens up and you drive down this big country club road. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I could have had, you know, looked out my veranda and seen my yacht sitting there. Hallelujah. And as long as I didn't do a lot of other bad, mean stuff, I could have gone to heaven. I'm here today just like you're here today. Because we're choosing to go forward. Hallelujah. And if Satan is standing in your face tonight and you're going forward, there's no greater joy. There's no greater joy. Hallelujah to God. Because you're making the decision. I'm here tonight. This is mine. The blood to cover me was His. I accepted it and I get to go to heaven. Contractor or preacher, I get to go to heaven. Whatever you're doing for Christ today, it's not putting you in heaven. It is your love for Him. And this is where He comes and He camps on this place, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know what is the challenges of the hour. Well, you don't need to know all of them. Probably the same things that you've got going on. But let me tell you something. If you're being opposed for Jesus Christ and you've made the choice, especially when you can be doing something different in the world, Jesus is head over heels thrilled with you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, you made a choice to be here tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just a little bit more. And then I just want to pray for some of you. Know there will come time when in a moment you will enter these doors, and in a moment you will have my mind because you're fellowshipping with me more and more behind closed doors. Bringing that fellowship in here, and in a moment's time you will have my mind for everything, for your life, for the service that will bring to all that will come in here. So carry on, little ones. Carry on, intercessors, and continue to be happy to serve me at this table and worship. And when you do, I will use your authority to come and interrupt the lives of those who were on their way to destruction. And I will interrupt them because you're giving me this authority, saith the Spirit of grace. Victory is so close. Victory is so much closer than you can imagine. Folks, I've seen, for me to say I've seen it, trying to be as honest in the Spirit as possible. It's more of a witness. Laying on my back in worship, looking up into His presence. I do know this. There is a place in Him that we're going to attain. And it is beyond, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now that presently is available to us. But I believe that what I'm seeing or what I've seen is the same thing that Dave's talking about. There's a place in him where preachers, this is the way he said it. He said where preachers quit falling from. Where the things that stop most people and the character flaws and all the things that abate the church and take them right up to gung-ho experiences. Yes, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. And then 10 years later, they're just a bunch of rubbish and dust. Listen, there's a place in him that is a quiet confidence that is beyond all confidence and a peace inside of him in which we're only touching, scratching the surface. And if we will not stop, it is going to be a possessed land to live in. Hallelujah. It is going to be a possessed land where the joy of the Lord that is so unspeakable, that is so contagious and brings healing to the other parts and members of the body of Christ and especially those out on the streets. It's ours, people. Hallelujah. It's ours. The enemy's fighting to try to hold it back, but he is a loser. I think you need to give him one of these every once in a while. This is to you, Father. This is to you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Victory is so close. Freedom from the bondages, it is as close as the mention of my name. For you lack the confidence that these seasons will bring. For you, do you not know that your words spoken in me have power and that I will follow them to the pulling down of strongholds? For you have not, because you have not spoken and addressed issues in my name and spoken that name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that to the glory of God that Jesus is the Lord. For in taking in these seasons and worshiping me, your confidence will grow. Your confidence will grow. For it is not always been an absence of mind that you're not speaking to your mountain. But often, it's you are not living in the confidence that I want to give you. For I am as close as the mention of my name, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Just a little more. He said for certain intercessors that you've lifted things up before him and set things to the intimacy of your heart. Know that nothing ever spoken behind closed doors in intimacy with your Father goes unheard. And know for an assurance that if I hear these things, then a plan is already at work to bring these things to pass, saith the Spirit of grace. So do not cast away your confidence. Do not cast away that which has great recompense of reward, for so soon many of you will be happy because you will find that the bread that is cast on waves that went out or went off from the shore now is coming back, bountifully supplied in measures that were even, he said, basketfuls or almost embarrassed or bashful or almost embarrassed to ask me for. For these things will come back and you will glean with great joy watching the change in other people's lives that you were asking me for and spiritual change in your own life that you were asking me for. These things that you were at one time almost approached me with a shamefaced, almost with hat in hand, almost too embarrassed. Know that I've heard your request and with great boldness all of heaven is coming to answer your prayer. So you will know what I have received in prayer, I was not ashamed to come back and give you the full answer of heaven. Your Father has received these things and is happy to give you all these things, saith the Spirit of grace. If you'll tarry with me with these kinds of hours, know that waves will wash over this place, a tidal wave in the Spirit, and it will cover others who were not even asking for it. And this wave will be a wave of tremendous joy and tremendous peace. For once again, those who could not feel the joy of their salvation, and once again, the joy of knowing that they were saved and knowing that they were in the Father, the joy of the Lord will multiply exceedingly abundantly above all that they have been able, have been asking or thinking. And that I have sent this wave and you will receive it if you will not relent. And if you will not step back, know that a wave is scheduled for this house. And with great, great joy, many of you will run under the anticipation of the wave and shout like you were a spring chicken. Like you were a newborn babe in Christ. Like feeling the joy of your salvation. Once again, you will feel the joy of your salvation because I have scheduled this to come. It is coming, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. You know, there's a joy in the Lord that's beyond where we're at right now. And we touch it from time to time. And I'll tell you, it has even an effect upon your body. You know, if the joy of the Lord is working in you to the measure that He wants it, you can have 8 to 10, you can have 12 hours of sleep and still wake up tired if you're under that haze of darkness. But you can wake up. The Word says, thou shalt lie down and thy sleep shall be sweet. You can wake up in the middle of the night and feel that joy just, it's like it's marinating you. And when the alarm goes off, before it ever goes off, you'll shut it off. Because strength will fill your body. Strength in this revival will be the joy of the Lord. It is our strength. It's supposed to be like we're running with great anticipation, with great focus, that our minds are not cloudy and fearful and divided. Do you know how few of you have a conversation ever without a division of thought? Where that you're talking to somebody and you're trying to give them your attention, and yet your mind is so divided with everything else that you're trying to keep in perspective and try to keep underfoot. Listen, the joy of the Lord is a clearinghouse effect that causes the mind to become so pristine that it's clear and it's focused. And everything you do with perfect joy and perfect peace and perfect fulfillment and perfect kinds of blessings come out of it because you're not divided. You can be multitasked. You can do Jesus did many things at once, but he was not divided in his soul. Everything that he did was full of perfect peace. And this is ours. Hallelujah. This is ours. And we've got a loser out there that's trying to convince us that it's not ours. I choose to stand on this ground and call revival in. Hallelujah. And the ones that have gone out, they'll come back in. They'll come back in. Glory to God. Know this, that nobody ever left here that had to leave here. There's not a devil big enough. God bless them, they're coming back. But anybody that left, left because they wanted to. Now, not now, but I used to. Pablo can testify. I could put 4 plates on both sides. That's 405 pounds. And I could do more than that. And he'd spot me and he didn't have to touch it. That's quite a bit of weight. That's a pretty good bench press. The people that have walked out, no matter what the circumstance, and said, I need to go back into the world, would have been the same based on what your born again spirit, the power that it's received against the flesh. It would have been the same difference that if I had my 4-year-old grandson, it would be as if I had him. I'm sure that his bench press is not 400 plus. It would be the same as me bowing my knee to him, cowering down, and letting his unequal strength take my body and push my body around however He wanted it to go and whatever He wanted it to do. When I had all of everything I possibly needed to live out the fullness. The flesh is no equal match to the Spirit when the Spirit is fed what it's supposed to be fed. And you choose to do that. Hallelujah. You choose to do it. Glory be to God. The greatest thing that I ever found out in my life, among praying in tongues and a lot of other things, was the day that the revelation, which was taught to me by others but through the Holy Spirit, is that according to Romans 6, sin can't have dominion over me. And if I do anything outside of the mind of Christ, it wasn't because it had the power to do it. It was because I just chose to let it happen. I let a 400 and something pound bench presser be pushed around by maybe a 25 pound bench presser. Is that Fred? Boy, the slurs are really... Folks, we're so much stronger than what we realize. But we've got a psychological genius feeding us, telling us that we're poor and sick and unworthy. He wants to tell you, He wants to magnify your weaknesses and tell you that you're unworthy. He's a liar. Jesus is pleased with you. Even in your character, I don't know any of us that don't have flaws that we're still working on. But He's overwhelmingly pleased with us. We can't live by the law. We have to live by grace. We're something, we're a process of work that is changing. But let me tell you something. I know that before I completely change, nothing can stop that change. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Melody, you got a great reward coming. Like many of these. If He didn't call you to Lafayette and you just stay in Immokalee and you just keep praying, you're going to have the exact same reward she gets if you do everything that He's asked you to do. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because it's not based on, it's based on obedience. What He's asked you to do. Glory be to God. Would you stand with me and let's just worship the Lord. Hallelujah.